Saturday Night Theatre. The White Lady by R.E.T. Lamb, with Nigel Anthony as John, Glynis Brooks as Mary, and Alaric Cotter as Geoffrey.
Morning, Simon.
Morning, General.
Kippers are good.
Actually, I'm not that hungry. In fact,
got to get something down here on a day like this. Be as hungry as the devil when you've been in the saddle for an hour.
I don't think I'll be hunting today.
Eh?
After last night.
Huh? Oh, don't be so wet, Simon.
Quite frankly, it's had a rather peculiar effect on me. I'm not myself at all.
Day's hunting, get it right out of your system, man.
They wouldn't be time to get home afterwards.
Home?
I'm afraid I really couldn't sleep another night here, despite your excellent hospitality, sir.
No, listen. I've lived here for 40 years or more. I haven't come to any harm, have I?
But last night you said that you'd never felt a tremor or anything, let alone seen a... or whatever it was.
A ghost. A confounded ghost. Whatever you saw, it needn't put you off your pleasure.
I'm sorry. I hope you won't take it entirely the wrong way if I shoot off for the 11 o'clock train.
Well, do what you want, old chap. I think you're being a bit of a ninny. My God, these kippers are splendid. Oh, why don't you have a couple with a thrash of the whiskey and then see what you think?
I'm terribly sorry, but my mind is made up. I haven't slept a wink. I'd fall off at the first jump.
Well, at least sit down. You're giving me wind, sir.
I mean, I know I'm not going out of my mind. I've always been as sceptical as anyone else about spooks and all that, but I know what I saw. I didn't see it once, but three times.
And you weren't dreaming?
Oh, please. Credit me with a little more intelligence and honesty.
Don't be so bloody sensitive.
I'm sorry, but I feel a little shaken, that's all.
You're sure it wasn't one of the maids in her shimmy?
Quite.
What was this phantom like, then?
I told you last night. You're not trying to trip me up, are you?
I'd just like to recognize the lady, should I see her myself.
She passed in and out of the room by no door, as though it were our world that was insubstantial and not her own.
See the old girl's face, did you? Pretty?
You'll excuse me before the others come down, I'm sure.
Damn sure.
Sorry you find me lacking, but I feel that I might have gained something. Quite what, I don't know.
Well, I'm pleased for you. When you do know, please do get in touch.
Right. Good morning. I'll leave you to enjoy your kippers.
Got a damn sight more about him than you, sir.
Evening to you, John.
Evening, Jack. Jug of cider?
Jug of cider. That's a cold mist creeping up from the valley.
Tis not. My face and hands is all clammy with it.
Chuck another log on the fire, then.
Right.
Ah. And a jug of the right tack for you.
And sixpence for you.
Is your mug?
Oh, bloody better.
Busy?
Well, we've been at the manor for a few days now. What we got on there will see us through the winter.
Oh?
Yep. Three new window seats, a new back stairs, new flooring, windows replacing. Old General must be made of money.
Ah, you'll get a bit of extra courting with your Mary, then.
Mm. Don't you believe it. They keeps the maids there busy as hell. And mind you, the butler's not a bad bloke. He don't pounce and everything like the old one did. Like a bloody black cat he was, says Mary, and you was the mice.
Well, I wouldn't work there, whatever the butler was like.
But just cause of her...
Yes, mate.
Good for a laugh, that's all.
And that bloke what left, that pal of the General's what come up for the hunting. He weren't laughing.
Used it as an excuse, I shouldn't wonder. Probably fell out with each other. A bad-tempered man, the General.
Well, I never seen her. But there's plenty that has over the years, and they've lost servants on account of it.
There's no such thing as ghosts, Jack.
Well, 2 days ago, when it happened, I met the cook, and she says the gentleman saw it. Three times in the one night. He was up late. writing some letters or something, and he'd come out through his room and out again, in and out three times, and the next day, ups and offs, and never mind the Aunt Fox could chase him so far as he cared.
All I know is what I never seen. Don't bother me. What I've seen, mate, what I've seen. Yeah, I got enough ghosts in my skull to last me. Ghosts with no heads. Ghosts with their bellies hanging out. Ghosts screaming on the wire. Tommy ghosts, Fritzy ghosts, Froggy ghosts. More than enough.
You must have, old soldier.
So don't you ask me to be all up in the air about no ladies in long white dresses that walks through walls and rattles a bunch of old keys to announce herself.
What does your Mary say about it?
She don't care neither. She's got sense, she has.
Evening, Dick.
Hey, Jack. John? Usual, please.
1 pint coming up, sir.
Turning bitter.
Finished that ploughing?
A couple of chain left at the top end. Good old mare is that Ginny, but she's getting past it now. Hard slog for her. Told the boss. Tell me when she's had enough, he says, but you don't like to, do you?
Here's your point, Dick. Don't you grieve.
I won't. No one will grieve for me when I drop dead.
He'll have to grieve for himself, like your white lady.
I heard about it. I tell you who else heard about it. Geoffrey.
Who?
Geoffrey Ryland, what works with his dad as gardener up at the manor.
Oh, yes, I know it, of course.
Sitting on the wall by the barn as I come down here. What are you doing, Geoffrey? I says. There he was, like an owl, his eyes staring like they do, you know.
After the brush.
And just his old shirt on. Catch your death, boy, you will, I says. Nothing, he says.
Nothing, that's him.
Why don't you get on by the fire, I says. Or come and have a drop of ale.
Oh, he never comes in here. His dad do, sometimes.
Well, you'll see our Geoffrey walking through that door if he's as good as his word.
Said he would. Never.
Said he didn't want to be at home. Why, Geoffrey?
Oh, he don't know,
he says. But I do, I thought. Seen the old ghost, then?
No, he says.
No, I haven't. No, I don't want to. I walked on anyway, and it seemed like he was coming on behind. Damned if he didn't look like a ghost himself with his white shirt in the dark lane.
Gives me the shivers sometimes, he do.
Bit touched, eh? Oh, not so I've heard.
He's quick enough. Bastard coward, I call him, and always will.
A British army didn't need the likes of that lad, John. Should think Kitchener nearly dropped dead with relief when he wasn't took.
Acted dafter and daft, that's all. He knew what he was about.
He was up a tree, wasn't he?
Up a bloody tree. The recruiting sergeant comes round and our Geoffrey goes missing. 2 days up a tree in the middle of the bottom spinning.
I ain't shooting no one.
I ain't shooting no one, he shouts. There's his dad throwing stones up at him.
What a sight, though. Come down out of that tree, break every bone in your miserable body.
Well, then.
Well, that's the spirit, Geoffrey.
Come in and shut the door, lad. What do you like?
Give him a drop of cider, Jack. It's on me. Well, don't stand there, Geoffrey. Up to the counter like a man.
Is that all right? Cider?
Thank you.
This is on John, then.
Thanks, John.
Oh, that's all right, Geoffrey. You get it down and enjoy it. Do you more good than hanging around on walls and up trees.
Didn't know you was a drinking man. Where's your dad tonight? Not at home.
He goes to the Swan.
Why don't you go to the Swan? Better company for your old dad. He must get lonely since your mother passed on.
He don't want me to.
Huh? Why's that?
I don't know.
He gets drunk as a wheel, that's why, his old Ab. You're best off with us, Geoffrey, my boy. Sober as coffins we are when we leave, and that's so, Jack.
Yeah. Every time, John.
You like your drink, then?
Yeah, I like cider.
Got the taste, have you?
No, not too much. Can't drink too much. Makes my legs go funny.
Oh, not your head. Your legs, is it?
You should come in more often, Geoffrey. I have a few games of skittles. Don't have to drink much.
Yeah, you should do. Damned if I'd like to be stuck up there in the manor grounds all the while.
Especially with her about.
Mm. Who?
Her what's got arms like spiders and a face like a rotten slimy tater.
I ain't seen nothing.
Oh, you will. Some folks is cut out for it.
Hey, come on, lads. Let's get a cheerful subject.
Yeah, it is cheerful, damn it. Laugh my head off if our Jeff was walking back tonight and he hears her bunch of old keys rattling and then herself coming out of the shadows.
Can't say I like it myself, John.
Don't bother me.
What? Liar.
You don't mind her, then?
No. So you needn't go on.
Needn't go on?
You making a poor fist of the side at tonight, boys. Hardly took the top off it off.
Say no more, Jack, me old lad. Everybody down in one, right? What? Down in one, Jeffrey. Last one buys the next jug.
Well, that'll never do, Jeff. That's only half. You buys the next one.
We can't.
Why not?
Ain't got no money.
Bloody hell.
You can't come into pubs with no money.
Didn't know he's coming.
Oh, not until you got here.
Well, you must have thought when I saw you on the wall. Could have gone back for a few pence.
I just walked down when you did, but didn't know he was coming in.
All right. You can have it on the strap. Hey, is he honest?
Next question.
Oh, he'll pay. Won't you, Geoffrey?
Yeah.
Must earn a fortune, you and your dad up there at the manor.
Enough. Fair wages at general pace.
Must save most of yours.
I'll come in tomorrow and pay you, sir.
No. Don't sir me.
Oh, that's Jack. Say hello to Jack.
Hello, Jack.
Does lots of tricks, don't you, Geoffrey?
Leave him be now, John.
I'm not getting at him.
I'm buying everyone a drink, then.
Good man. That's the spirit. See him again all round?
Oh.
Good health, Jeff. Well, say good health to me, Dan.
Good health.
Ta. Mind you, we has fought in the bloody trenches for 4 years. Needs good health.
Ah, well, that's done with now.
Never started for him. Climbing up trees.
I remember thinking about that, Geoffrey. And we was waiting to go over the top. I thought about him up that tree, and I thought that lad's got more sense than thousands here. I thought about you, Geoffrey.
That's not right.
What's not?
Killing.
You mean killing Geoffrey Ryland outright?
No, it's not. Not right to kill any living thing in anger, neither.
Ever hear of king and country?
Yeah.
And what's it mean to you?
Killing.
Hey?
Well, there was a bit of that, I suppose.
Anyone know that chap Winchcombe way? Jess Archer.
Here on him.
Got called up and he chops his fingers off, and they say, on purpose.
That's right, Jess Archer.
And when the Winchcombe chaps got back, them as did, some woman says he'd got round half the women in the place.
That's right.
So some of them chops the fingers off his other hand.
Hear that, Jeff?
And they says, now try getting it out.
Leaves are dry. Come on. Just light your carpet, Mary.
I don't know as I feel like lying beside you. Well, it is Sunday.
And you're only afternoon off.
And every second Wednesday and every Wednesday night.
Oh, you're really grateful, ain't you?
Why not? Same terms as anyone else, and better so, I hear.
Nice patch of sunshine here.
Just for a moment, then. I've got to be back soon.
I know. You going to kiss me, Mary?
Yes. Oh, it's just like a church, this is.
How like a church?
Well, lie straight and put your hands together. Come on, like this. But now, side by side, we're like that old knight and his lady in our church.
Well, his face is all wore away.
I look straight up, and the trees is like pillars. And where they fans out is like the church. And the leaves that's left is like them flags they've got hanging up all threadbare with the sunshine coming through them.
I'll tell you what else it's like.
What?
It's damn near like a wood.
Well, you know what I mean.
Well, why say it's like if it's what it is?
I'm breaking the law, am I?
All right, it's like a church.
It's like a church, of course it is. Even the smell. It's like that sort of scenty, dusty smell.
Next time I'm in the church is walking down the aisle with you.
That's so.
Ain't it?
Maybe.
Why, maybe. Either you do or you don't.
Don't what?
Want to bloody marry me?
Only trouble with you, John, is one thing's one thing or the other. Black or white, good or bad.
And this wood's a church.
Like a church, I said. I'm not simple.
Come here with you.
Things aren't always what they look like, you know.
Put your arms round
this. Oh, you hang on a minute.
Hang on to you, I will.
Take too many things for granted, you do.
Well, I'm supposed to get on my bended knees, am I?
It'd be better than you just lying there with a grin on your face.
Well, maybe it's you that takes me for granted. I lie down again.
Life seems empty sometimes. I work and going out a bit and then getting married.
Well, that's not empty.
Maybe not. Just feels it. More like you've done it all before.
I can give you a nice life, Mary. We'll never be rich, but we'll have enough. Maybe a family. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Can't help that.
You don't have to.
No. It'll come to pass.
There's such a thing as wanting too much, you know.
Yeah, the less you want, the happier you are, is that it?
Well, maybe. No sense in chafing your heart,
Some people can't help it.
Help it? Help it? There's folk that don't want to help it. They're not happy in this life without causing grief and upset. Greedy after something new all the time.
Yeah, but, I mean, what if you're made different? I mean, one person's wisdom is another person's foolishness. Well, that's why I get angry when you talk about Geoffrey like he was mad.
Oh, God, can't we leave him out of it for 5 minutes?
I'm only making the point. And I'm getting cold here.
All right, I'll warm you.
All right, come on, time I was back. Come on, you can walk me as far as the gate.
Well, that's nice of you.
Well, what else can I say?
Plenty.
Such as?
What things you used to say?
People change. I don't mean that... Nothing stands still.
You're going off me, are you?
No. No, it's not that, but... Well, John, you're hard to talk to sometimes.
I listen.
But do you hear?
Riddles.
You'd be happier if I just crooned into your ear little love things all the time.
Well, yes, all right, I would. That's because I love you.
It's as simple as that.
Why not?
Because I'm thousands of things.
You're Mary. You're my Mary.
I know. I know all about that, but I'm not just the one thing you can hold in your hand. God, the world ain't big enough to hold one human being.
Right, we'll get back then. I can see I'll have to wait till you get simpler or I get cleverer.
Oh, don't be so impatient, John. You're not gentle enough.
Gentle? I could be. I have been.
I don't mean gentle like you would be with a bird that's broken its wing.
Well, let's get out of this church, or you'll be giving me a full sermon next.
Is there a cup of tea for me, Cook?
You can pour one for me as well.
Oh, I am tired today.
All that walking you did yesterday with your John.
We didn't walk that far, really. I'll just sit down for a minute.
You carry on. I'll just get this pie out of the oven. General loves my pies. I'll say that for him. Oh. Gorgeous. Look at it.
Yeah, it smells good. Hey, if there's any left over...
Yeah. I see.
Oh, I've just seen John where they're putting that new window seat in. You know, I do wish he wouldn't pass remarks. Not with the other lads there.
Such as?
Here's my little love and things like that.
Well, it's natural.
Yeah, but then the others laugh, quiet like, as if it's a dirty joke.
That's the way lads are when they're together. Bit show-off, that's all.
Yeah, well, I'll steer clear in future if I can.
Enjoy yourself yesterday?
Not much. It's all right.
Well, that don't sound very romantic.
It wasn't.
Don't sound like you was interested in marriage at all sometimes.
Never said I was. Folks just take it for granted, and I think John do.
You don't want anyone saying you're the kind of girl that'll lead a man on for 3 or 4 years? That's how long you've been walking out with John.
It wasn't walking out.
Well, it is now. Has been for the last 2 years. You'll have to make up your mind sometime. Ain't as if you was a lady of leisure. And he's a hard working chap, I do know.
Why didn't you ever get married, Cook?
Well, I don't think no man ever fancied me. I think that was it.
Never?
Well, look at me now. I wasn't no prettier then.
Oh.
Hard work all my life as well. Didn't get the chances. And if you did get a few, you had to be reasonable into getting quick.
What, and never went out with chaps at all?
Oh, you do ask, oh, don't you?
No offence taken if you don't want to say.
Oh, that's nice of you, my dear. Once I had a chap for a bit. I used to sneak him into the kitchen. First place I was cook, it was at Cheltenham. Oh. And I'd feed him up. I used to love feeding him up. And he'd say, Anne, you're a world beater. You're a world beater. But he never used to show his feelings much. Enjoyed his food. We had a few laughs, but not much. Well, you know, not much feelings.
Mm. Well, he never used to.
No, he didn't. So one time I gave him a real good tuck in so he'd be in a good mood. I thought he might be shy. I was myself, but I thought maybe he was worse than me and one of us has got to, show some feelings because you can't keep eating all the while, can you? Not instead of.
What do you do?
I just sat on his lap. He didn't seem to mind, but I felt like I might as well be the cat.
He stroked you, did he?
He didn't do nothing at all. So I thought, here goes. He put my arms round his neck and pulled his head into my breast like you read about. And you know what?
What?
He vomited all down me.
The pig!
I didn't see him after that.
Good.
I heard about him, though, from the maid. He was going out with a woman that baked for a pie shop.
Oh, well, I hope he choked.
Anyway, don't miss what you never had, do you?
No. You're not missing much, neither. Why, there's such a coarse lot around here.
I wouldn't call John coarse from what I know of him.
Oh, he isn't, but... Well, he's hard.
Ah, the war did that to some of them.
No, no. I remember him at school.
Some would say he was a manly sort of chap.
Oh, he is. And it's not my fruit pies he'd like a taste of, neither.
Now, don't you be coarse yourself.
I'm sorry. But he makes me angry sometimes. I feel like a fish what's being played for the sport. Thinks he can reel me in at any time.
Well, show him you've got a mind of your own, if you must. But careful you don't lose your chance. Lose too many and it shows on a woman. Even if it's only you that can see it.
Well, I'm only 24.
Oh, time moves on so fast. Come in.
Cabbage and the parsnips, cook.
Ah, there's my lad. You put them on the table for me.
Hello, Geoffrey.
No, Mary.
Oh, your hands look cold. Hey, have some tea and put your hands around the cup.
I'm sure Geoffrey hasn't got time for tea drinking. It's only 4:30 and his cottage is only 50 steps from this door if he wants tea.
It's just half a cup.
You're being spoiled, Geoffrey. Go on, get a cup from the dresser.
Thanks.
What have you been doing then?
Been putting new glass in the greenhouse. Well, Dad was. And I mended some benches inside.
Haven't seen no lights in your cottage the last few nights. Who's been out, you and your dad?
Yeah, we've been out.
Oh, where to? Well, you never used to step out much.
Went to the pub.
You never. Well, which one does he go to?
Who?
Your dad.
I didn't go with him.
Black Horse?
Yeah.
Oh, so John then, no doubt.
Yeah. He bought me a drink. He bought me quite a few.
That's nice of him. Getting to be a drinking man then, Geoffrey.
Not what you call a drinking man.
Like all the rest.
Now leave the lad alone. Questions.
I never be a big drinker, Mary, because it makes my legs go funny ways. And next morning, and that's a good...
You enjoy your drink, my lad, and get it down you.
Why?
It's men's company. Wants not flowers and veg and likes of us all the time.
Oh, Geoffrey likes talking to me, don't you, Geoffrey? Don't you?
Yeah.
He tells me things the rest of them don't know.
Man's best off with a bit of male company.
Oh, how do you know? I mean, you've never even... I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right, my dear. It's been said before. And the slim cabbages, Geoffrey.
You are. Well, let me mop.
Geoffrey, don't go.
My dad will go on.
Come here. Now listen, don't you start trying to prove you're a man with John and Dick and Tom and that crowd. You're man enough. They're rough that lot and they don't know when to stop, understand?
Well
what?
You say that about John, but you go out with John and you marry him. What I mean to say is, Well, you love John, don't you?
It's not a matter of that. You can like someone, but you can still think they act like a damn fool sometimes. Now, don't you start going down there every night God sends him drinking. You'll soon get as you can't do without it, especially when you're not used to it before, like you.
It gets
what?
Gets lonely.
Yes, well, it would sometimes, but... Well, I bring you a book out the General's Library when I can, don't I? It's our secret. You could pop into the kitchen sometimes. I mean, cook wouldn't mind just for 5 minutes of an evening.
I don't like to. What if you're not there?
Well, the rest of them don't bite.
John said he wouldn't want to be living right here in the grounds or in the manor.
Why is that?
You know.
Tell me.
Because of her with hands like spiders and face like rotten, slimy taters.
Oh, he did he?
Yeah, he's right.
Oh, he's a damn fool. And don't you take no notice of him. He'll say anything to get folks riled up. It's just a joke, that's all.
Don't you believe it?
Of course I don't.
I do.
Do you?
Well, I don't like it. I never seen nothing, but the gentleman that left saw three times.
Yeah, three. Oh, it could be all squid. I mean, the gentry are always playing jokes on each other. Don't you bother about what they do. You just stick to what you know, Geoffrey.
Mary, you wanted upstairs.
Oh, coming. Now, look, listen, Geoffrey. If you promise to stay at home tonight, I'll pop over and sit with you for 5 minutes when I've time. Well, I might bring a book, too.
Don't get into trouble.
Will you do it?
Yeah.
Well, I've got to go now. I'll come when I can, but don't you go nowhere.
Mary, come along.
Ready yet, Tom?
Oh, I can put it down.
I'll get these.
Good man, Dick.
Tried it.
What about one for over yonder?
For Lucy?
Bit of fun after.
Yeah, go on. Can do no harm.
Well, I'll ask her then.
Why me?
John, then. I'm the married one.
I tell you what. She looks a damn sight more fetching since she was took ill. Lost all that weight.
She better now?
Good as ever. Pete always had her t'other night, Jim told me. So she ran around the field after like a young foal with not a stitch on. Drunk as a wheel, mind, but back in form, lads.
Oi, Lucy.
What?
Come over here, gal. Sit down.
Don't need no second bidding, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You sit down here and don't be by yourself in the corner there. You ain't got a catch of disease, have you?
Have a drink.
Thanks.
Same tack as us, is it?
Thanks.
3.5 are the same, Jack.
Right.
So, how be, Lucy? Haven't seen you for quite a bit.
All right, no.
Pete Orr said he'd seen you the other night and you was looking in good form, gal.
That rubbish.
Well, good lad is Pete.
Good for some things.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Anyway, I'm going off from here. Going to live in Gloucester.
Gloucester? And what your old mother do?
Drop dead, I shouldn't wonder, without me to fetch and carry for her.
That's no way to speak to your dear old mother.
Her don't speak good of me.
Oh, I know, be fair. That's because you ain't always a good girl, Lucy.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean, Lucy. You ain't exactly the pattern of young womanhood.
I don't bother no one. It's them what bothers me. Anyway, have a bit of fun round here and they call you names. Suit yourself or not them and you're nothing. Well, I ain't nobody's bitch on the end of a string.
That's right, Luce. You bloody tell him.
I will before I'm through. When I've been poorly last couple of months, no bugger come to see me, boy. Oh, no.
Language. Here. Get this, damn you. Nice drop of tack, this.
Well, not even the vicar.
Him? I don't want no man coming near my bed like him. Face like a cracked white pot. If I'd have died, he might come then. And if he had, and I'd have been lying stiff, I'd still have got these two fingers back to life. You bet your old boots.
Oh, my God, Lucy, I think you better had gone to Gloucester.
Oh, what she needs is a nice young man.
Well, there ain't any round here.
Well, thanks very much.
Oh, yes, thanks, Lucy.
There's some with more money and some with finer manners, but that's all.
Say, like you've been round them all.
You watch your mouth, John Lacey. Just because I've a drink with you don't mean I won't tip it over your head.
Round them all, bar one.
Who's that poor, misfortunate man?
Bar one.
Up the tree.
The same.
Now, there's a thought.
What are you lying about?
Oh, it's nothing, Lucy, just a thought.
Oh, drink by yourself, then.
Sit down.
He was thinking about someone you don't know. Well, maybe you know him by sight, and that's about all.
Who?
No, Ebb Royland, what's gardener at General Grintley's.
A bit, goes in the Swan.
His son.
Geoffrey.
No, don't know him.
Well, he's seen you about.
So what?
Well, I mean, he was asking about you once, but the trouble is he's shy to a degree. Mm-hmm. He's a nice chap, but shy.
Must have a few pounds saved up, I'd say. Working and never spending.
Mm-hmm. Nice little cottage up there. Just his dad and him. Old man would welcome a woman about the place.
Well, it won't be me.
And now we've had our fun, so you just listen serious a minute, Lucy. I know we has our laughs with you, all right. But you can't be on the gallivant forever, can you? Time you looked after yourself. It's time our old pal Geoffrey didn't know.
Lovely chap, but painful shy. Painful.
Between you and me, Lucy, he never even kissed a wench.
That's so?
There then.
Gospel.
So backward like that and getting on with folk, you'd think he'd lost his wits sometimes. Now, you shut up, Tom. I'm serious now.
Oh, sorry, John. It's true what you say.
Well, I don't see why you lot should care that much.
Well, Geoffrey's a pal of ours. Damn it, we went to school together.
I heard him snigger when you said about his wits. Want to get the oar off with a madman, do you? Bit of a laugh,
I won't have that.
Calm down now, lads. Keep it quiet.
It's all right, Jack. No bother.
Point of principle, that's all, Jack.
Well, don't shout, then.
I don't have that, Lucy. Do you hear?
Well, I didn't know he was a friend of yours.
And it grieves me just as much to hear you talk about whores. You've never been that gal. You've liked your bit of fun and you've liked to drink. And I know how folks gossip. They'll gnaw at any old bone like tykes, but you're no whore and you never will be. Good heart you've got. What, lads?
All right, John. Right. Yeah.
And I won't have you telling us you're some poxy doxy like walks round Bristol.
Right.
Now you listen, Lucy. You're a woman like any other woman. You've a right to a bit of happiness, and you've a right to be respected. Folks round here have had their laugh, and now let them shut their mouths and let you live, gal.
Hey, don't start, Lucy.
Oh, you've set her off now, John.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a few tears in the right place. I expect Geoffrey shed a few quiet tears, man though he is. People saying this and that about him, and him knowing that he was like her, lonely and pushed on the side like a bit of old rubbish.
All right, lads.
More than all right, Jack. Just a few home truths. Very peaceful.
Geoffrey coming down tonight?
He may do, Tom.
I never seen him in here, and look at me crying now.
Oh, it's only a late. He's come down here. Got lonely for him up there at the manor.
Well, he's no drinker, but, well, man can't be by himself all the time, can he?
Could be in any minute.
Well, I'm not starting. Not tonight. I wasn't going to start anyway.
And wouldn't you like to meet him, though? Just the once? I know he'd like to meet you.
Oh, that's the truth.
Oh. Be you down here tomorrow at 8 and be in the snug.
And your friend will come?
He's bound to. I'll make sure of it if I can.
Well, I think I might be here then. Might as well.
Well, don't think forever. Do something for your own good and Geoffrey's. If you don't happen to get along, then nothing's lost.
Oh, we just have a friendly evening of it and leave it there.
That's it.
You can finish my drink, John. I'm going home now.
Yeah, you go home and have a think. That's best.
You off then, Lucy? Bit early, ain't it?
Got a bit of an headache, Jack. Good night.
Night.
You'll have a bit of heartache the way you was preaching, John.
Her? Heartache? She's always been the same. Crying one second, laughing the next.
You having her cider?
You can have it. It's got her TB spittle all over it, the dirty bitch.
Is that what she had?
Her dad and her sister was took off with it. It's in the walls of a place.
What if they made a match? Joking apart.
The whore with the madman. Got away with words, old Lucy.
Yeah, what if they did? What a laugh, eh?
What if she shows him the way and he gets the taste?
Hope she do. Enjoy them both, says I. Suits me fine. Drink up, lads.
Mind you, I wouldn't have bought her the drink if I thought she wasn't going to have a bit of fun after.
Ah, don't be so tight. Money well spent. If she shows our little Geoffrey a thing or two, good. If I hit it off, good. If we get to laugh, good. And after the next pint, I'm off up to his cottage to make sure he don't want to be home tomorrow night.
Oh.
I'll have to be off home tonight, but I'll be here prompt tomorrow. No mistake about it.
Oh.
A bunch of keys.
Eh?
Yeah. I'll nip into my place before we pay our call. Nice bunch of keys I've got up in the last few days.
Hello, Geoffrey. What are you writing?
Nothing.
All right, I haven't come to spy on you. Told you I'd come, but it's only for 5 minutes, mind.
I'll sit down by the fire.
Thanks. It's ages since I've been in here. Well, not since your poor mother passed on. That was a good few years ago. Must have been still at school.
You comfy?
Very comfy. It's a lovely fire. Hey, have you seen the stars?
Yeah. They look bigger tonight.
Oh, here, look what I've got you. And don't say a word or I'll get killed. Here.
Oh, thanks, Mary. Hey, I love pheasant.
And that special our cook makes it for the general, who's tucking into the same thing right now, so we're as good as him tonight.
I'll have it later with a bit of bread.
Yeah, we'll eat it before your dad gets home.
Oh, he don't look round when he gets back. He's just watching the door and hangs his coat in that tree upstairs. Snoring in 5 minutes, he is.
Drinks too much.
Yeah, well, he didn't always. I think he missed Mother.
Well, the room still looks cosy enough for two men running the place. Wish I could sit here in my own room at night. I have to share mine with Sarah, and she's always got a cold winter and summer. Like that she goes till I say, one day, I says, Sarah, you'll sniff your nose up your nose, and that'll be the end of that.
You know how Dad goes?
No, how?
He goes... That's his chest, he says, but his pipe, really.
Mm. You'd smell his baccy when you mention it.
I like it if it's not too strong. Smells like chrysanthemums.
Does a bit. Oh. Can you see that castle in the fire? Well, look, where the log just dropped.
No.
Well, come closer, look. Now, look where I'm looking. See? It's got a pointed tower and there's a spire.
Look at that blue flame with the yellow round the edge. It's like an iris petal.
Don't need to buy pictures, do you? Well, certainly not like them dark old things in the manor. There is one great picture on the mainland, and it's just this lady on a horse. And she's under a shady tree, and she's looking slightly down at you, and sideways, see, like this. Right? You know, I've stood there ages looking at her. Oh, well, her looking at me. She's really kind and beautiful. You know, I could kiss her. I could stroke her horse all shiny brown like a conqueror is. Glossy. And a tiny, tiny blue feather in her hat like a jewel, and white gloves. Little white gloves. Scented, I should think. I got a chair once when there was no one about, and I reached up so as I could touch her face. Paint felt wrinkly. Never thought. From the distance, though, you know, with her lips just a bit smiling and down at you like this with her eyes.
Mary.
No, Geoffrey. No. No, don't kiss me. It wouldn't be right.
Why?
Because it would spoil it. It's our secret.
What is?
We are. We're our secret. We're private, special. We're different the way we are. We're not like anyone else. Let them stand back. Let them admire. Let them be blind. It doesn't matter. Our ways are our ways. It's not for them. You see?
I think so.
Well, then. I must go.
No.
Not yet. I said I could only pop in, but I'll come again another time.
Well, I'll show you.
What?
Here. What is right?
Geoffrey. It's a poem, isn't it? Threw it like one. Shall I read it?
If you want.
Okay, we'll turn the lamp up a bit. The birds have all now gone to rest. The great sun sinketh in the west. This is the time I love the best. The trees sigh like they was asleep and huddle like the folded sheep, whilst I my fireside watch I keep. I hear the wood singing the flames, and at my feet the mice play games, though their lives are heaped with blames. Soon I take me to my bed, there to lay my tired head, and with my dream again I'm wed. Oh, Geoffrey, it's wonderful. You're a poet.
I hope the dog went on the loose. Big devil he is.
He won't harm you. That's Oliver, that is. Soft as a newborn calf. Now, we turn off over the lawn just down here. We'll just get up to the bushes by the door. Make sure Reb ain't there. Old chappy, maybe, but you watch his temper.
Is he there? Is Reb there? Where's Geoffrey?
Mary. Mary and him.
God, so they is.
I'll kill him. I'll kill the bloody little rat.
Stop it. Use your head. She's coming out.
Let go of me.
Hang on to yourself, man. There's more than one way of killing a pig. You've got the keys and she could be just on a message. Hold your row.
Good night, Geoffrey. And with my dream again, I'll wed.
I knew there was something. I knew. Message. The only message she was on was one of her own.
Get it off it. When Geoffrey, she's sorry for him. She gives him a few scraps of pity.
Pity? We could all do with some pity. Who doesn't need pity? Pitying him is like pitying manure because it ain't sweet smelling.
Keep your voice down.
Right. We'll see. We'll see. I'll show her how mad he is. We'll get close up to the door. And when I give the nod, you scratch it with your nails. Not like a dog. Slow. You know?
I know.
Aye. I'll get down by the window with the keys. The pane's broken, so he'll hear it all right. Now then. See his eyes?
Yes. Yes, I saw him, John.
You look worn out, Mary.
Oh, I'm all right.
I saw you through the window talking to Ed. Was he telling you the same thing he told me?
What about?
You know. We found Geoffrey last night. Said he'd been paid a visit by her ladyship.
Oh, what ladyship?
The White Lady.
Yeah, well, he said something about it.
Poor lad. Found him on his hands and knees under the table, curled up like a hedgehog he was. Eb says he could have rolled him round the kitchen if he'd have wanted.
I'm surprised he didn't, the drunken old sot.
He was concerned. Here, hand me that vegetable knife, will you?
Right.
Tell her. Of course, it's his imagination, isn't it? Geoffrey'd see the host of heaven descending where you and I just see sunbeams breaking down through the clouds. He's that sort.
And I suppose that sort ain't fit to live.
What in the world's the matter with you?
Well, it's just the way everyone goes on about him. Well, look at his daddy if you want a shining example of daftness. Too bad for you if you've got a bit of imagination round here.
Now you're being silly. Don't you shout at me neither.
Well... Well, if you want to know, I popped in and saw Geoffrey last night and he looked all right to me.
What for?
Well, he's a friend of mine, you know. I don't have to have a reason, do I?
He's just a friend.
Yes. And he's a special friend.
It's hard for girls to have special men friends, my dear. They all seem to work out for some reason.
Oh, there's the exception.
What is human nature?
Well, his father's lying, if you ask me.
Why should he?
For sympathy. Well, who knows why? He's just a fool.
Careful folks don't call you one, going to see Geoffrey at night like that.
People have always got to be the same and judge each other by their own standards. Well, some of us are above that.
They think they are.
I am. And so's Geoffrey.
Be careful, Mary. Geoffrey's a man, for all he's got his head in the clouds.
How can you know about him? I'm the only one he really speaks to. I'm the only one he tells things to. I'm the one he knows will listen. And what he's got to say is worth the hearing. Well, he's got gentle ways, and that's as precious as anything in a man. But a person like Geoffrey to be with and talk with and have about the place, a girl doesn't need no romantic stories from silly books.
If he carries on about a silly tale of a ghost like he's doing, the whole world will look on and wonder where his wits are.
Oh, and who says it's a silly tale? Oh, if anyone asks me, I tell them that more than shapes and fancies walk this earth, more than lost souls and restless spirits, if they had eyes to see, I'd point them out to sights that are blind them with fear.
Here's a drop of gin for that cider of yours, Geoffrey.
Put a bit of heart back in you, lad. White lady or no, sounds like you had a proper scare last night.
Well, that's why I called round for him tonight. Makes no sense in being by yourself. By God, I'd imagine things up there.
I didn't imagine, John. It were real.
Oh, what do you see? Anything?
That's what I heard. Terrible things, Tom.
His dad wanted him to go with him to the Swan. He don't want you there with him, I said. What Geoffrey wants is a bit of life, don't you?
Life, yeah. The living, not the dead.
Of course. They do say some folks hears and sees what the rest of us can't.
Luna.
Now, you shut up, Tom. Nothing wrong with Geoffrey, is there?
I don't think so. Depends on how much you understand as to whether you're mad or not.
I'll get that drink down you anyway. There's a lot of understanding in that.
Here she is, then.
Oh, evening, Lucy.
Evening to you.
Oh, shove up a bit, Geoffrey, and let her sit by you.
Ta.
This is Geoffrey.
Hello, Geoffrey.
You never met properly, have you?
No. I've seen you about a few times, though.
And Geoffrey's seen you.
Do we speak?
Shy. Aren't you, Geoffrey?
Are you?
I don't know. Like a drink?
That's the way, Geoff.
Love one, my duck. Drop a gin with water.
Gin with water?
Not too much water. No. All right.
Well?
Well, what?
Well, I'm standing bloke, eh?
It's not what a man looks like.
True, true.
I say, you look a bit fetching tonight.
What's it to you?
What are you saying?
You're a chap what looks on, you are. At least John speaks his mind like you did last night. Didn't know you had it in you, John.
Well, sometimes there's things you ask to say.
Right.
And you.
Huh?
You're another what looks on.
Well, blowed if I am.
Blowed if you ain't.
Now, don't get so up in the air, Lucy, my gal.
Well, I don't want them round me just looking. I'm not a show.
All right, all right. We only come so as you can meet old Geoff there, but... We'll get off into the bar if it's all right with you. Could you fancy a game of darts, eh, lads?
Oh, I'm on.
Right, and me. Don't want to upset her, Highness.
All right, come on then, lads. Come round if you want, Lucy, you know, if you get bored.
Where are you off to, lads?
Game of darts. You take your time, because you don't play, do you?
Here we are, then.
Thanks. Here's to you.
Thanks.
Don't want to go in the bar, do you?
No, I don't mind.
Let them play their game. What I likes is a proper chat now and then. Do you?
Yeah.
Gardener, are you? They said you was.
Up at the manor.
I like it.
Yeah, it's all right.
Nice to have a job you likes.
What do you do?
Oh, I helps out here and there. Bit of this and a bit of that. And I might help Mother with the spinning if she's taking a lot on. Huh.
What's your husband do?
My husband? Lord, I ain't married. Oh, what made you think I were?
Would you come with him?
I come by myself. I don't need a bit of string round my neck to be led, no boy. Truth is, I'm too damn plain to find a husband, aren't I?
No.
Aren't I?
No.
Well, go on, then. Tell me what I looks like.
Pretty like.
Oh, go on with you.
Like unto a flower.
Like unto a what? A flower? I'll have to have a drink.
Sorry.
What for?
No offence.
None taken, Geoffrey. That's lovely, that is. I've never been told that before. Dear, I thought you were supposed to be shy.
Well.
Well, what?
Well, you see, John and them, they gets about a bit and they works with the crowd, but I don't have to see no one all day, except my dad, and well, he might be doing something to the side of the ground.
So you don't get the company, you mean?
That's right.
Well, why didn't you used to come down here?
Never been a drinker.
For the company?
Didn't want it.
You can't spend all the time by yourself, though. Got to have a bit of fun in this life.
You can enjoy yourself being out in the fields and the woods.
Oh, you can.
Lots of good times in nature, you know.
That's true, boy. Can't deny that. Especially if you're rambling with your girl.
Who?
What's your girl?
Who said?
No one. I'm just asking. They tell me I'm nosy.
I haven't bothered.
With us lot? Us females?
No.
Oh, dearie me, have I touched on a sore spot?
No. Have another drink.
Oh, you've hardly started this one. You do rush a girl, don't you?
Sorry.
I like the bit of attention. It's nice in a man. There's too much bloody forwardness round here. Have another yourself, though. I don't drink that much. Get unsteady on my legs going home. And on my back I do sometimes.
Best be careful, then. You could hurt yourself.
Suppose I have done before now.
I put me back once and I had to have horse liniment on it, yeah. I stunk like hell for a week or more.
Oh, well, when I've hurt myself, I tried a bottle of gin in an hot bath.
Oh, bottle?
Geoffrey, did any of the lads ever say anything about me?
No, not as I can recall.
Nothing at all? I've known them some while.
Can't remember what they might have said. What about?
Nothing. But you know the way lads go on about all the girls they know, make out they're this and they're that.
Yeah. Yeah, and sometimes, you know, it's not true. And that's not right.
No, it ain't. Tell me this, my peach. Is there anything you want but have not got? Anything you wanted but never had? Is there?
Everything.
Oh, no need to be greedy. How do you mean everything?
I mean it's all wanting, but it's knowing how to get on with what you've got at the same time.
We'll have to ponder that one.
Well, you can ponder, but you never get the answer. You just keeps on.
Well, thinking's the right thing to do, no doubt about that. But you have to do something as well. You can't just wonder about it all forever.
I don't like doing things too fast.
Why is that?
You can't see what's happening if you do it too quick, and you can't understand it.
You saying you're slow?
Suppose I am. Some things I can do quick, though.
What then?
I can write
a what?
But that's fast and slow at the same time.
Hang on. Is that gin right for your side of Jim? Write a what?
Nothing. It's secret.
Oh, you sound like a little boy, you do.
Don't.
I don't mind. It's nice.
Doing all right in here, are you?
Very nice, thanks, John.
Getting on.
We haven't fell out yet.
Fit, Geoffrey?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's all right, then.
We're having a chat.
Good.
And a very nice one, too.
And we're having a game of darts. Well, see you later, then, eh? Come round if you get bored.
We won't.
Right, then.
Right.
Oh, fill them glasses up, Geoffrey. Do your stuff. Ta-ra.
Bye-bye.
I know he can be a bit rough, but he's got an heart as big as anything.
Yeah. Yeah, he must be a good sort of a chap. He must be.
Why must?
His girlfriend, his young lady.
She what?
She loves him. She's very nice.
Oh, we shall have to tell John he's got a rival.
No.
Don't take on, I wouldn't. I know he's a friend of yours, don't I?
Well, don't, will you?
I'll make a bargain with you. I won't say nothing to John if you tell me something.
What then?
You ever kissed her?
No.
Not even on the cheek?
No.
Oh, that ain't a real question. Have you ever kissed her? Oh, never mind. I don't need to ask.
What?
It's a rare thing. It's a lovely thing. It makes me feel like I never have.
Like, never kissed and everything. A girl, you know.
Oh, don't we talk. We really talk, don't we, you and me?
Well, I have then.
Just kiss.
Yeah, and more than.
Geoffrey, you never.
I have.
Geoffrey, you never, you never, you never. You never.
Doesn't mean I'm simple or nothing, does it?
My God, of course it don't.
Because that's the way they think sometimes. I know it.
If you're simple, so am I. I haven't talked to no one since... since never, I don't think. Never.
They think I'm so slow. I don't know what they're on about, but I do. Oh, what if I don't want to say nothing back? Well, that's up to me. And anyway, I can't think of what to say, so I don't say it.
Makes sense, that does.
You can think of how to put things, but not till after. And then when I'm thinking after, I think about it more than if I was just saying things back quick like.
I know.
And sometimes I write them down, what I'm thinking about.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not much of an hand at writing nor reading. I can, but I don't.
Oh, you could.
Think so?
Yeah. It's just because you're not looking and thinking. Not doing it hard enough.
Is that it?
Well, they said I couldn't read nor write at school for years and years, but we got this story. And then another one by the same person. But the first one was read to us, and the next one wasn't, so I read it. That's a wonderful story. It's all about Canada and the trappers. And when you read it, and then you went outside... It was like you were still in a story. And you looked at everything like you was a different person and you never seen it before.
I'd like that.
Would you?
I think so.
Would you like to go round the bar?
No. I like it here with you well enough. I've had enough jolly times with the lads.
The thing what I find hard with John and them is... They're always asking questions. You've always got to think up answers to jokes, like.
Well, I've been asking you things.
You haven't?
Yes, I have.
But you're not getting at no one.
They get at you.
Don't mean to. It's me, I should think. See, I can't follow what they're on about, so I get the wrong end of the stick, and... Then I come up with something they weren't on about at all.
If you're clever, it's easy to make anyone feel daft. And the more a person's treated one way, the more that way they'll be. Dogs and bad names.
Hung for a sheep.
Right, boy. And what do they bloody know about what's inside you? Bastards. If they knew what they had, I'd poison them on the spot. I tuck their money away in my little purse, then wash all over in the river or under the pump as cold as ice in the backyard. Go for a walk with just the moon with you. And look at that. And feel that they've never touched you. No, they haven't, neither. Just a tickle to me. But for them, you'd think they'd won a bloody war and come out heroes covered with medals for their mates to gawp at. But they got nothing, boy. Nothing.
I'd do that. I like walking at night.
When all good folk are abed.
Yeah, I do. Ah, oh, it's a different world by night. There's more to see and more to listen to. And there's more room.
You understand what he was on about there, do you?
Of course I do. No one to bother you at night. You're by yourself.
Well, that's right, Geoffrey.
Here, you're not getting drugged yet, are you?
No, I don't think so.
You sure you wouldn't like to join him in there?
No, I don't want to.
I tell you what, Jeff.
What?
Seeing as how we both like to have a walk in the dark, why don't we have one now? Bit of company's nice if it's the right company.
Leave here, you mean? And go together?
Why not? Make a nice change. Oh, that's unless you don't want to be along with me.
No, I don't mind that. All right. I've had enough of this side attack anyway.
Come on in. And if those lads want to get you a drink, say no, I'm escorting Lucy back home. She don't feel too well. Right?
Right.
Come on then.
You awful ready, Jeffrey?
I'm escorting Lucy back to her home. She don't feel that well. Night to you, John.
Good night, lads. Sorry I have to go.
Good God, then. I'll go to Hanover.
Well, how about that, John?
Well, Lucy ain't lost her touch, eh?
Well, what do you make of it?
Lots of things. And they all suit me.
You see, Geoffrey, tomorrow night, we might be looking at a man, then.
I'm going to bet your mites. I'm going to make sure.
Well, I'm following him.
I am and all. Just to make sure they're on the right track there through the dark. See you a bit later.
Aye.
John looks well pleased.
He do.
He's a lad for a bit of fun.
That's certain.
On you. Maybe you shouldn't go, well, spying like.
I tell you what, if Lucy catches him, she'll see to him, mate. Don't want to cross that wench.
What's he gone for?
Just a bit of a laugh. Well, you know, John. He'll give us the details if he gets them.
You don't want to go too far, though.
Well, you won't hold John back, Dick.
I don't want to. But he do get a bit wild. He do take it a bit far.
Oh, you're getting an old married man, Dick.
Ah, well, perhaps I am.
Go mad without a few laughs.
What if Lucy took him serious the other night?
Well, damn good job if she did.
You think so?
I do.
How's that, then?
I'll see a bit of bloody fun, then, eh? See a bit of life from the cabbage patch.
Oh, no.
Them vixens sound like a woman yelping, don't they?
Have you heard hedgehogs sniffing around tonight?
Yeah, they always give me the creeps. Sounds sort of like quick breathing, like someone's been chased and they're trying to hide and not breathe too heavy for fear you'd hear them.
Yeah.
Shall we go down this field to the river? It's nice down that bit there. The willow makes caves you can sit in.
All right.
Take my hand, then. I know the best way. Come on, take it, then. I ain't diseased, you know. It's good, ain't it?
I haven't been to this bit.
Here, look. The way the leaves falls like curtains. Step inside. Good.
Tess. Here, if there was a war on, you wanted to hide, they'd never find you here.
Oh, they would soon enough. When there's a war on, it's surprising how blokes that even lost themselves gets found.
I mean, if the enemy was after you.
Oh, bugger the war. That's done with till the next.
You swear, you know.
So what? Never said I was perfect. Being in here reminds me of when I was little and we used to build a shelter and play at Mum's and Dad's, did you?
Don't think so.
Oh, we did. We used to pretend we was having dinner together. Beef and ham and jelly and things. Even breakfast was like your Christmas dinner.
No, I never played that.
And we used to pretend to do the washing and then Dad went off to work. He'd nip round the bat and bang on something with a stone and you'd bring out an handful of grass and sing away like a lark.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then you'd come back from work and you'd get the tea and you'd have to say, how are the kids been today? Oh, Carol's had TB, but it's better now, you'd say. And then it was time for bed. You never played.
No.
So you'd have to go to bed then and lie down. Pretend to go to sleep. Like this. That was the best part I liked. Because if he was your husband, he'd have to lie down with you and you closed your eyes just again, so as you could lie close and listen to him breathe. And if you touched, it was like everything vanished in the world, and it was only you and him in it, with little feelings going round you and up and down. Lie down here, Claire. Let's pretend. It's nice. And you missed it all, haven't you? Come on. I'll let you play with me. You've got to close your eyes or it's cheating.
Like hide and seek.
That's right. And you've got to really relax and make out you're going to sleep.
Or it's cheating.
Tips of your fingers is like ice, Father.
Yes.
Yes, Mother.
Yes, Mother. Yours is quite warm.
That's because my blood be more heated than yours, Father.
Here, shift closer.
All right, I will. Damned if it ain't the woman that has all the work. I must have been very young.
What?
I just thought... I'm sure I was in bed with my mother when I was poorly. And she was warm and all. Like you.
Oh.
And she used to say, "My poorly little Geoffrey, come here to me, my lamb." Like this. Did she?
Yes. She's dead a 10 years.
When we played our game, you know what we did sometimes? We used to make out we was kissing like grown-ups. Like this. You think we shouldn't have?
I don't know.
We liked it, though. Do you?
I think so.
Let's make your mind up, Father. Oh, you're still cold. Give me your hand. Feel how warm I am here. Warm as a bird's nest. I'm so warm, I could take my blouse off and be none the worse. Look then. Don't need no blouse.
You're white.
Yeah. Don't you be frightened of nothing. Maybe white as the snow, but warm, boy. Soft as the snow, but warm. Feel me. Go on, feel me. There. So gentle. Like I was a treasure. That's what you made me feel, Geoffrey. Kiss me again. Kiss me, Father.
Your mouth's hot.
I know, I know. Let's play more. I'll show you.
I could have split myself last night the way our Geoffrey took off.
Yeah. So I need a drop of oil. Dry as an old jawbone it is.
Oh, John. Oh, hello, Tom.
Oh, morning, Mary. You come to cheer the workers on, then?
Can I have a word, John?
I thought you weren't supposed to when you was working.
It's just a word.
What is it?
Look, come into the rose garden. I won't keep him, Tom.
Boy, take your time. You take your time, my little loves.
Of course it is. You could do it in front of Tom, though. He'd be jealous, but he wouldn't mind.
Well, I want a quick word.
Well, can't you come to the dance tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, of course I can. But, I was going to ask you. Could you bring Geoffrey?
What? He's not a wench that's to be brought, for God's sake.
No, I mean, just say we'll see you there. I mean, give him a bit of encouragement.
What would he do at a dance?
No, he wouldn't come anyway.
And he might. Well, I know he's been going down the back horse with you and the rest, so he might.
Now, why are you so damn interested?
Oh, I know you'll just laugh.
Try me.
Well, don't you dare.
Don't hurry up. The boss will be after me.
Well, I hear he's getting in a bit of a state about the White Lady.
Well, you're beginning to see it, are you?
Look, he's not queer in the head. It's just that he's got more imagination than most. And if all you lads round here had been nice to him these years, maybe he wouldn't...
Now, don't you go on like that. Me and a few chips round here had things to do for King of Bloody Country for a space of time.
I know, but he's more intelligent than most, so he gets upset.
Him? Intelligent? Shouting like a lunatic at the rattle of a bunch of keys? Last night he took off like a mad dog howling.
How do you know about it?
Told me this morning. Sick of it he was. Worried the lad'll lose his job and him too.
Where'd you see him?
Eb. He was crossing the yard.
He was no such thing.
Eh?
Him and Geoffrey went with the carter to Cheltenham at first light.
Well, must be me as is going dippy then.
John. You wouldn't, would you?
I wouldn't what?
You know, you wouldn't play tricks on him, knowing the way he gets. Would you?
Don't look here, Mary. We just want him to be one of the lads. He's got to learn how to take a joke, same as we all done one time or another.
But his eyes were still staring.
You bloody learn.
I went in and his eyes was all funny and he didn't hear me.
Went in where? To his cottage? When?
Well, last night late, if you must know. I promised to get him a book at the General's Library.
Oh, paying him visits at night. And you get on to me about what I do.
It's not like that. Geoffrey likes books and he reads poetry and he writes it and all, which is more than any of you lot could dream of doing. That's how mad he is.
Poetry? Bloody poetry, gal. And you and him late at night?
There's no harm in it. Well, not like you've been doing. Leave him alone, why don't you?
Well, leave him for you.
I've told you it's different from that.
If you go to a man, even a half man, at night to share things, it's not different, Mary. You're like him, living in the next world.
Yes. Yes, I am like him. I am like Geoffrey.
Well, tell that to his horse. He'll take your eyes out.
What?
Ever heard of Lucy?
Oh, now I know you're a liar.
Oh, jealous, are you?
I hate filthy lies.
Yes, if I'm going to be more like Geoffrey for you, then I'll have to take a ramble with Lucy, won't I?
You liar.
Yeah, pretend to play mummies and daddies with our Lucy and then do naughty things with her, won't I?
Shut up.
The naughty things what make her shout out what ain't poetry.
No, didn't.
Oh, yes, he did, Mary. And he'll be the better for it. So you might as well stop your little visits with your books of poems and let him get on with being a man as best he can. A fine one he is, too. Oars, poems, and visits from his big sister. If I was you, Mary, I'd have a good long think. That like you has no business with him. Fix it in your mind what he is, then let him be, for better or worse. Have truck with him, and you'll rue the day that you was ever a little girl giving him your sweets at school. And never mind calling me liars.
Oh, this vile life.
Ah, oh, looking at you, I wish I was going to.
Do I look all right?
Like a dream. If I'd been your young man, I'd have took you off long ago and wouldn't care where I went or if you'd kept your job here.
Well, you don't like staff being married, you know that.
He wouldn't have minded you. 'Tis only the girls that have come here and then got pregnant that put his back up. But you're from round here and have had John years. The General would have set you up, if anything.
Maybe.
Of a certain.
I don't know. Well, John's the man for me, I suppose, but... I hate the idea of what we'll probably be, what we'll get like.
Well, it's up to you.
Oh, life has a hand, cook. John expects certain things.
What man don't?
I get the feeling as I want everything or nothing.
Then nothing's what you'll get. As many what's got greedy then died a bellyache.
Oh, you're thinking of that chap you was telling me about, the one you used to feed in Cheltenham.
No, I clean forgot him. When your body's got no use for it, then neither's your mind.
Is that true?
Maybe. Well, for me it is.
Well, the only truth there is when you mean what you say. There's no such thing as truth by itself.
You tell the vicar that.
Well, God's everyone's. If you ask me, God's like that Lucy.
Lucy?
Oh, it's just me going on. Will I go on when I'm excited, and I am tonight? Oh, hey, smell me. Like it?
Oh, gorgeous.
I pinched it.
You never did, dearie.
When the general had that couple with the Graham Armitage and his fiancée to stay, well, I did her room and I smelt it all round the place. It had French on the bottle.
What?
Close your eyes and you're there. Wonder if heaven's more heavenly for the rich. I suppose so.
Are you meeting here?
Oh, he'll be waiting outside. Outside the village hall, I mean.
I wish I was your age again, I can tell you.
Do you? Well, we'll come to the next dance. I mean, there's a few nice old bachelors and widowers.
We don't want to take on others at my age. And I don't want their old sorrows to sleep next to at night, my girl. If I can't go looking lovely like you, I won't go at all. Not now, I won't.
Hey, I came down the long way from my room and I felt beautiful in my dress, like the lady of the house. I love her grandmother's picture on the first landing, the way she smiles.
One of the richest families in the land, she was. Mm. That's something to smile about when you're being painted.
Oh, you can't pretend to smile like that. And the way she sits, still a manner born.
Oh, you're young, you are. Now, off with you.
Oh, Lady Mary, off to the ball. You can kiss my hand.
Here, then.
You did. Funny old thing you are.
Yeah, I know. They're coming for the second course now. Have a good time.
I will. I've got to aim me to have a good time all my life.
Oh, good night, my dear.
You took your time, Mary. Be hotting up in there.
I'm getting myself ready.
Very pretty.
Well, take my arm, then. I need a cow going in to be milked. Oh, there's a lot here.
First dance is harvest.
Oh.
Just stand at the back and watch a bit.
All right. Ain't any space now anyway. That's these on honeycomb.
Take a look at that. Got him here then, didn't I? Oh, the things I do for you. Satisfied?
He really is with her.
Well, they get on all right. Tom and me told him to ask her along, and off he goes on Tom's brother's bike, and back he comes with her on the handlebar. You gotta laugh.
Hanging on him like that. Looks like what she is. Poor Jeffrey.
That, leave him alone then. They're happy enough, and so are we, eh?
Yeah.
Of course we are. Each one to his own.
Everybody knows.
Knows what?
About her.
Well, no one's perfect. Like to like.
He's not like her.
I ain't seen him smile like that for years. Oh, and he's having a go at dancing, if you please.
He wouldn't know what he wants with Jeffrey. He's so much like a child.
Well, I ain't a child. I'm a man, I am, and don't you mistake it.
Are you?
I can prove it,
yeah. Yeah, I suppose you can, but that don't make a ram a man, does it?
You talk about me. You talk about me as if I was just crude. But you don't really listen to what I mean. It's you as one thing or the other. Sweet music or the grunting of pigs. I mean, who cares about you?
I beg pardon.
I don't beg my pardon. I suppose you made it up with me last night just so someone would bring you to the dance.
Oh, you're being silly.
No, I'm not. I saw you look around for Jeffrey first when you come here.
Why not? He's my friend, and that's that.
Well, friend is it?
And I won't have him took off me just out of stupid jealousy.
Oh, you talk about jealous. Well, anyway, you can't have friends took off you like you owns them. You share friends, are they?
Oh, there's Tom and Dick and his wife over there. Well, you have a chat with them and I'll help Jeffrey.
He don't need no help.
Well, there he does. Should be on to the next one in 5 minutes and he'll be left standing like a fool.
You leave him be.
Oh, get me some lemonade. I won't be long. Evening, Jeffrey.
Hello, Mary.
Evening, Mary. I've heard all about you from Jeff. We've never had a dance, Jeffrey. Like the next one.
I can't dance.
I just saw you with her.
This is Lucy.
I know. Oh. I didn't think you cared for dances, Jeffrey.
Well, Lucy said she'd make sure I didn't show myself up.
That's good of her.
Have I done something wrong, Missy?
You should know. You can give me this dance then, Jeffrey.
I'm with Lucy, Mary.
So what? There's plenty of chaps in here that's been with Lucy Deal. Oh!
Now you just clear off, Miss Riddens and Lace, or you'll get another one of them.
Geoffrey!
Let her be, Jeff.
What's the matter, though? You shouldn't have done that, Lucy.
Hey! Got your hands full, Jeff!
We've got to stick up for ourselves, you and me, Geoffrey. You'll learn, and so will the rest. Hold me tight, Captain Reynolds.
Hey, your mare is going, John.
Oh, now what? Here.
Hold her drink.
Fine.
So what are you crying for?
She hit me.
I told you to let him be.
Is that all you can say? Is that all you can do?
Well, I can't walk in there and clout the both of them.
I wouldn't care if you did.
There's only one way I can think of to teach our Geoffrey a lesson. And it ain't one of your favourite ways.
No.
Show him a thing or two.
No.
Well, it'll just be a joke, part of the night's fun. We'll let him in on it this time and he'll be laughing himself. Best that way and it'll be an end to all the nonsense.
What do you want to do?
You'll be there so as you'll know it's all right.
And I'll be able to talk to him without that bitch being there.
Jolt a bit of sense into him, I shouldn't wonder.
What do we do?
Not on me. I'll get him out of the dance and up near his cottage. Say that his dad wants him urgent for a minute.
What about her?
Tom will take care of her. Dick and a few lads have got a drop of cider around the back of the hall. Useful in old folks' little weaknesses, eh?
What do I do?
And the dress you've got on's perfect. Show up lovely in the moon we got tonight.
Me be her? The white lady?
But just stand in his path as he goes along. And you can say, evening, Geoffrey. And then I show myself. How about it?
If I do it, will you promise me?
What?
You won't bother him no more.
And will you promise me? Promise not to bother him neither.
There's nothing anyway. Well, he showed me that.
Oh, that anchor you got there, that'll be perfect draped over your face.
I want to do it now.
Yeah. Then we'll all have a good time after. Now, go on up and give us 5 minutes. And make sure she don't come.
Have a good swig, Lucy, my girl. Geoff will be back in a tick, so don't you fret.
Yeah, you're spilling it down your bosom.
We'll lick it up.
You get off it, or I tell Geoff.
Proper in love, ain't she?
It's the turn in the road, that's what I think. Never seen you look better.
Nor Geoffrey.
He's a beauty. He wants him, and he's mine.
A likely pair, all right.
Well, there's plenty more, so drink up. That's the way. All right.
He's 10 foot away. You just step out and stand stock still. And don't forget your anky over your face.
Geoffrey, it's only me. Stop taunting me with a hanky over my face. John? John!
It's a joke, man. It's me, John. It's John and Mary, look at it. Look, get up. It was me all along.
Oh, God, help us.
Oh, get up, Geoffrey. Touching hair like a bloody snare rabbit. Get up.
Geoffrey, stop it. Stop it. It's me, Mary. Look, it's me. I'm the white lady.
Thank you.
Mr. Ryland. This is Nurse Ledbetter. She's new. This is Mr. Ryland, nurse, and Mr. Ryland is, well, he's a poet, aren't you, dear?
Oh, well, that's interesting. Is this one of them?
Yes, it is.
Would you mind if I read it? The birds have all now gone to rest. The great sun sinketh in the west. This is the time I love the best. Soon I take me to my bed, there to lay my tired head, and with my dream again I'm wed. Oh, that's wonderful.
And he speaks it into the tape recorder for posterity. Oh. Now, have you taken your tablet yet, dear? No? Well, here we go. Never likes his tablet, do you, Mr. Ryland? Well back on the tongue and swallow. Good. Good. Are you comfortable? Are you coming down to the coffee room later?
Yes. Later.
He always says yes, but he doesn't always mean yes, do you, Geoffrey?
Goodbye, Mr. Ryland. Has he been here long?
Since 1923.
Oh, good Lord. 30 years.
He worked for a General Grinterly who left enough for him to be looked after for life. Some of the family still come now and then to see him. It's a sort of tradition with them. The General's wife was always very insistent about him being visited, and she didn't die till 6 years ago, so it's carried on. Won't do for much longer, though, I shouldn't think.
Why?
Well, lots of things wrong with him, as poor Geoffrey. Won't last long, and most of the Grinterlys live abroad.
Oh, shame.
Anyway, the next one will be Mr. Drew.
What are his tapings like?
Oh, you'd never make any sense of it. Just uses the same tape, the same poem. Record, wipe. Record, wipe. Good morning, Mr. Drew. You're looking very well.
That was The White Lady by R.E.T. Lamb, with Nigel Anthony as John, Glynis Brooks as Mary, and Alaric Cotter as Geoffrey. General Grinterly, Geoffrey Siegel. Simon, Leslie Heritage. Jack, Hayden Jones. Dick, Malcolm Reed. Cook, Margot Boyd. Tom, Tim Fearon. Lucy, Mary Claire Nash. Nurse Ledbetter, Deborah Page. The play was directed by Richard Wortley.